Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson!
All right. Good afternoon to you. And welcome to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And we are going to have us a ball today. So I hope y'all ready for some good stuff. And good afternoon. This is Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And we are going to have us a good time. We're going to continue our conversation on communication between man and a woman. We have had some great conversations on that subject. So, you know, I can't help but continue it because I actually like that conversation, man. I really do. You know, today is Tuesday. And, man, I'm going to tell you, I have had a Tuesday already. You hear me? So, excuse me, we're going to go ahead and get started. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, that's no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room. Just sign into your local social media site, Facebook, MySpace, whatever it is you use. And just log in with your username, password, whatever you do. And then join us in the chat room because we're going to really have a great conversation today. Yes, a wonderful, wonderful conversation. I see it coming. Now, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good right now. I really am. It was cold last night, man. It was so cold last night, I had to think about some things. And guess what? I thought about our show these last couple of days. And, you know, everybody had some very, very, very interesting and informative, how can I say, information or theories or ideas about, you know, this communication thing between a man and a woman. Well, you know what, I thought about this thing. I really did. And, you know, I got something I got to say. So, you know, I'm, you know, before I open up the phone lines, I mean, don't get me wrong. You can go ahead and call in, 347-838-8622. But, of course, you know, I got to say my piece before I let anybody else get in today. Because there's some things that's on my mind. There's some things that's on my mind. So, while you contemplate what you're about to hear, let me go on and knock my little commercial out the way from a little barbecue stand. And when we come back, we're going to get started with the show. See you in about 1 minute and 30 seconds. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. All right. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Hey, man, the barbecue is on point. So if you have any area, stop by and see Chiz. He'd be more than happy to help you out. Now, and see how short that was? Because I really got some things on my mind today. Hey, Miss Turner, I see you in the chat room. And guess 3229 and 3145. Welcome to the show. Now, as I was saying, now I was giving out of the show some thought here last night and this morning, and you know, doing some research, you know, I found something that said, you know, most men when they marry a woman that's similar to their mother, which is a very interesting point, which I guess would make sense if, you know, he's close to his mom. Yes, of course. I guess he would marry somebody who's similar to her. But does that mean that the woman has to be his mom? And I think that's where a lot of people mess up at. But anyway, we won't go there yet. Now, on this communication thing, you know, we have talked about communication, what it means to a man, to a woman, you know, the difference and how they feel about things. Now, also, we've had, you know, included in the conversation ideas or theories, you know, or based on statistics that, you know, a certain amount of men and women are considered boyfriend, girlfriend material, or some are not. You know, then we have some theories that say, you know, no matter what, you know, if you're not a certain type, they're just not going to like you. Okay. So, with all that being said, you know, I need to go on and get what's on my chest off my chest, because there's some things going on that I think we missing here in this communication thing. But before I go ahead and get on my rant and rave, 347-838-8622 if you want to join in the conversation. Okay? Now, join me in the chat room if you want to, or you hit me, you know, ericletstalk@gmail.com. All right, now, yesterday I was trying to tell you, as the show was going off the air because I ran out of time, you know, I was trying to tell you about this movie called The Brothers. You know, and being that we are concentrating on communication, you know, this movie actually caught my attention as I watched it the other night. And it's about four black men, okay? Now, Shamar Moore, Bill Bellamy, D.L. Hughley, and Morris Chestnut. Okay, this is what the women would say, woo-hoo! You know, yeah, they dropped their panties and everything for these four little brothers. Okay, so I don't know why, but anyway. Now, here's the situation with these four brothers. And in each one of these situations, there was communication issues. And I think it kind of fell into what we've been talking about these last couple of days. Now, we're going to start with Shamar Moore. No, I want to start with him first. First, we're going to start with Mr. Bill Bellamy. Now, Mr. Bill Bellamy, he had an issue with dating black women. And this is why. He said because they were full of drama. Okay? Now, that's what he said. However, so he went to dating white. Well, one of his former black girlfriends walked up on him and this white woman in the diner. Well, one thing led to another, and he ended up the white girl flipping the black girl on the table. Bam. There's still drama there. Okay? Now, another scene in the movie where a woman that he's been dating has vandalized his car. Okay? That's another issue. Right? Right. Now, of course, his theory was it was the women. Now, here's my theory on that. The women didn't have anything to do with it. It was Bill Bellamy that had the problem. Because, number one, Bill Bellamy was not true to himself. He wasn't honest with himself. And this is what I mean by he wasn't honest with himself. Let me get my paper out so, you know, I can continue on my what I'm talking about. Now, see, here we go. In a lot of instances, you know, when it comes to communication, we're not honest with ourselves about some things. Now, and this is what I'm talking about. We go and we want to say this and that and that, and we keep going. Okay, let me break it down. Let's slow it down a little bit. Okay, now, here we go. Basically, it's like this. If you're out there in the dating world, okay, and you keep running into the same people, having the same problems, okay, but yet, only thing you keep saying is, it's the other person's fault. They're doing this, they're not doing this, they don't like me, they don't do this. Let me give you a clue to what's really going on. And, you know, part of communication is knowing what the hell you want yourself before you can get in any relationship, commitment with anybody else, right? Right. So apparently, because you're not being honest with yourself, you really know what the hell you want. You know, you keep going in the same circle over and over and over again. Is it the person's fault that you know that you're pissing off and they tearing up your stuff? Hell no, it's your own fault. And this is why it's your fault. Because you haven't been honest enough with yourself to say, I am the problem. Because no matter what's going on here with this thing, in this little scene of miscommunication, apparently, there's only one common denominator. And that's you, the individual. I mean, this is just my opinion now. That's what I'm thinking. So, that's what I'm saying. Okay? Now, if you're going to try and communicate what you really want from a mate or who, you know, whoever you decide you're going to spend some time with, before you do that, don't you think you need to know what the hell you want yourself first? If you don't know what you want, how you going to communicate that to anybody else about what you want or you want them to do? How are you going to do this? I'm just saying, how are you going to do it? You know, so Bill Bellamy, you know, no matter what he did, of course, trying to be Mr. Suave and, you know, whatever, you know, the more he denied the truth, I guess you can say, the more problems he had. Okay, that's him. All right, now, let's go to Mr. D.L. Hughley. Now, his communication problem was something totally different. He was supposed to be the stable one, the married man in the movie, okay? Now, him and his wife pretty much had a, you know, I guess you say a regular marriage, except for there was one thing. His wife refused to give D.L. Hughley oral sex. Now, throughout the movie, this became a big, big problem. Why did this become a problem? Because she said no, she wasn't doing it. She didn't feel like doing it. She thought it was nasty and so forth and so on. Well, the more he tried to make her, the worse it got. Now, to eventually, they ended up separated. Now, can you imagine this? You and your wife are being separate, are now sitting in front of some lawyers, filling out separation papers, and why are you doing this? Because, number one, the lines of communication really fell apart because apparently you want to require your wife to do something that she didn't know nothing about. Why is that? Because it's something that you did not communicate in the beginning of the relationship. So, if that's the case, then why are you going to wait till the middle of the relationship and then try and communicate something that wasn't a part of the original process? So now we can really broke up a family because of the lack of communication over some sex. Interesting. Okay, we're going to move right along from there. Then we had Mr. Morris Chestnut, who had problems with commitment. So he finally meets a lady he feels he can commit to, and, you know, they're doing fine until one small thing happens. He finds out that the young lady and his father, you know, went out on a couple of dates long before they met. Well, instead of each one of them sitting down and telling the other that they knew about what was going on, it festered and festered to, you know, they broke up. They broke up, y'all. Yeah, it was a sad thing. They broke up. But they didn't have to, because if they would have sat down and talked about it, communication, it would have been okay. Now, he would have found out it wasn't as it seemed, but yet, because he had a problem with communication and was willing to jump to a conclusion instead of sitting down and talking to her about it, once again, lack of communication almost ruined a relationship. Now, then last one is Mr. Shamar Moore. Now, this was the one that he was going to get married. He finally found who you want to. They were going to get married. They started planning everything. Well, in the last moment, he decided he got cold feet. He got cold feet, y'all. Now, instead of Mr. Shamar being a man and actually telling the woman personally that he had cold feet, he sent her a text message. A text message. That's right. Bye. So, apparently, you know, and accordingly, she wasn't happy with that. So, you know, she was a good marksman, and she started shooting up some things. You know, hey, I'm just saying what it was. Now, I mean, this is the same movie. This is not, this all one movie called The Brothers, okay? Now, but this is my point. In each one of these, this in this movie, each character had a communication problem, okay? Even though it seemed that all of them was different in a different way, they all came down to the same thing, lack of communication. And today, you know, something else I want to talk about, the technology. You know, has technology got to the point to where now we can't communicate with each other unless we texting each other. And that's all we really want to do now. We don't even want to call and talk to them on the phone no more. Most of y'all can text in your sleep. And you know, I'm telling the truth. And I think that's part of the problem with our communication today. You know, we have let communication, technology just take over what we consider to be communication. So we don't talk to person anymore, right? That's right. Why is this? Because we've become lazy, very lazy. Now, I told you I got a lot to say today. So 347-838-8622 if you want to get on. Hey, or chat room. Hey, you know, you can chat it up in the chat room. I listen. I watch that too. Or follow me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Okay, let me catch my breath now. All right, now, here's what I'm about to say. Now, there have been theories that, as I mentioned before, some say some are good girlfriend, wife material, some are good boyfriend, husband material. Well, here's my thought on this. In the beginning of a relationship, when you meet each other, I don't give a damn who you are. Ain't none of you good boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife material. None of you. None of us. Let's put it that way. None of us are. And I'm going to tell you why none of us are. Because we don't know each other. Only thing we know is something on that person caught our attention. That's what we know. Other than that, we have no idea who this person is, what we want from this person, or what this person wants from us. Okay, let's be honest with this thing. Now, so we haven't even started the line of communicating yet, but yeah, we're supposed to know if we boyfriend and husband and girlfriend and all that material. Hell no, that ain't working. I ain't buying that. Number two. How do you know if somebody's gonna be boyfriend or girlfriend material if you don't know your damn self what you bring into the relationship? And that is a big part of what we call communication. What do you bring to the relationship as far as communicating and as far as the relationship period? Are we supposed to determine that from the first sighting? Hell no. That's like love at first sight. I'm going to tell you straight up, like love at first sight. Is it possible? Maybe. Does it happen to two people at the same time? Who knows? Not often. So now you got one person in love and the other person not in love. But who's gonna be the man or woman up to say, no, I don't feel that way about you, or you just going to leave them on? You know, and then we got this song out by Mary J. Blige about the nice boys and the bad boys and all that good crap. And that's exactly what it is, this crap. And I'm going to tell you why it's crap. Number one, nice boys. No. No, let's get to the thugs. That these women that everybody say women so-called want. Let me tell you why a woman say she wants a thug 9 times out of 10. Because it's what the persona that is shown on TV. Okay? Apparently, and it's simple. A thug supposedly is direct and to the point as far as communicating. That's why. That's basically it. Now, some of them, let's be honest, some of them communicate a little more than just to the point, you know, like punching and grabbing and tossing. Okay, let's be honest about that. So, if that's what's being portrayed on through the media and television, then yes, a lot of women are gonna go for that because they don't know any damn better. Let's be honest with that. They don't know any damn better. All right. Now, with that being said, let's get to the nice guys. Okay. Now, and this is something I've been told myself, you know, you too nice. blah, 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 blah. Well, let me inform some people. I would use you and da, da, da. Let me tell you what the real thing is on this. And this is one of the things that we as men fail to communicate to women to get them straight on really what this nice guy, bad guy crap is all about. And here it is. I don't give a damn how nice you think I am or how much you say you're going to use me. Okay? Hey, Charlotte, this is the deal. All right? You can only use me as much as I let you use me. Okay? Let's get this straight. In the same with a woman, man, you only can use that woman until she get enough of that bull crap. And, man, y'all know we full of crap. Most of the time, just like, you know, everybody say the women are, we are too. It goes both ways. It really does. Men and women, you know, we bullshit each other, especially in the beginning. Because everybody wants to play this game. You know, it's like a game we have to play before we get to the serious communicating part. Now, the question is, how much of the game are we going to play before we really want to communicate with each other and tell each other what's really going on? And some of us out there, we don't even do that much. We ain't got that much damn sense. Because we get caught up in the game so much, it's too much fun. So let's play the game. We ain't telling each other the truth. I got to catch my breath. Okay, now. So, with that being said, how in the hell is anybody going to communicate with anybody when nobody is actually honest with themselves, number one? Know what the hell they going to bring to a conversation or even a relationship. So how you going to expect something from somebody else and you don't know what the hell you bring in your damn self? Once again, part of communicating. But to be able to communicate with somebody else, you got to know what the hell you want. Now, y'all ain't got to agree with me. And like I said, it's just some things I thought about. Just some things I thought about. You know, it's like, you know, like, and I wish Stan was here because I'm going to use Stan as an example. Stan. You know, Stan always says, no, the woman needs to be honest. And he keeps going after the good-looking ones, and the good-looking ones keep turning him down and so and so and so. Well, I've been thinking about that too. And here's my theory on that. Stan, what the hell are you doing? Because apparently you're not doing something right, or you're just going after the wrong women. Every woman that you go out to turn you down can't be wrong. So, no, you're not being honest with yourself. You're not. Stan is not actually. I wish he was here. Stan, y'all know where Stan at. Tell Stan to join so I can tell him this. Stan need to change something. You know, just because you think everybody else is wrong is not necessarily the truth. It may be something wrong with your behind. You know, but if you're constantly blaming everybody else for your failures, then you failing to communicate with yourself. So you, with that being said, you can't communicate with anybody else because you're fucked up in the head. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to say it like that. But I'm just saying. You know, everybody's not boyfriend and girlfriend material. I don't care who you are, whether you're male or female. When you first meet, hell, you know, as you get older, you may become boyfriend and girlfriend material, male or female. But in the beginning, when you first meet somebody, ain't nobody no boyfriend and girlfriend material. You ain't even thinking about that. 9 times out of 10, you only think about getting some ass. And let me say something about getting some ass here. You know, sex is not communicating people. Okay, let me go and just put that out there. Sex is not communicating. You know, to get out of an argument, if you dropping your drawers or pulling out your Peter Weeder, that is not communicating. That's giving falsehoods, if you ask me. Because believe me, I don't care how big you think you are or how fat your cooter coochie is, there's somebody out there that can do it a little bit better. So you need to start talking to your mate and quit trying to have them sex them up to make them forget what you're talking about. I know, y'all. I'm on a special trip today. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just had to think about these things while I was driving today. Hey, tell me what y'all think. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room. Hey, I want to hear what you're thinking because this is what I'm thinking about today. I really am. You know, it's you know, we make it seem like it's cut and dry, but there's a lot of things that goes into having successful communication between a man and a woman. And number one was being honest with your damn self, knowing what the hell you want. And then some of us done got so damn lazy, we depend so much on damn technology now, we don't know how to talk to each other. We don't. You meet somebody in a club or somewhere, and then, you know, next thing you know, what happens? You know, you call them maybe once or twice, and as they know, you texting your behind off. So now you texting, and, you know, texting is something that has no feelings, or so you just texting. Nobody knows what the hell you thinking. So we got to take it at what you putting down on that screen, right? So later on in a relationship, when there's a problem that develops, why is that problem there? Because you wasn't communicating personally. You was doing it through technology. There's a difference. We don't know what you're really feeling because you just putting it down on you just typing them little buttons. And some of y'all can type these buttons in your sleep. It's amazing. Hell, it take me 5 minutes to type one word out. Some of y'all type a whole book in 5 minutes. But I'm just saying. And we wonder why we got problems with communicating. And I'm just saying, y'all. I may be wrong, and maybe my thought process is all screwed up right now. But it, to me, you know, that's the way I'm feeling about this whole situation. You know, men, just as much to blame as women. We are. You know, we tell women, we bullshit women so much when we first meet them, hell, by the time the truth come out, it's too late. She pissed at us now. And now you got a problem on your hands. And you created the problem. Let's be honest about this. And women, y'all not all that innocent either. Because some of y'all are instigating like hell. You know, it really is. And here's another thing when we talk about communicating. When you get to communicating, okay, I understand you first meet. You know, everybody don't want to be nice. You done been out a couple of months now, you know, seeing each other off and on, talking. But yet, no one has communicated to the other that you want to be in a relationship or yet that you are considering, you know, asking them to be in a relationship. Everybody's assuming that this is what we are in now. Why? Because everybody's assuming. Nobody's really talking to each other. Perception. And then later on down the line, when you find out that, you got a problem with the man's baby mama, or he got a problem with your baby daddy. No, that's a big issue now. But wait a minute. Let's back up a minute. Nobody actually set any parameters of the damn relationship. So how you going to have a problem with that when there was no parameters set? Your communication was screwed up. Think about this thing now. Think about it. You know, back in the day when we was kids, remember how you used to get them notes? I like you, do you like me? Check yes and no. You remember that? I know that sounds so elementary now, right? But that was the simplest way of communicating, but the intention was known. I like you for my girlfriend. I like you for my boyfriend. Do you want to be my girlfriend? Do you want to be my boyfriend? Yes or no. Simple. To the point. But some kind of way, as we get older, you know, to the point is no longer a good thing to do, I guess. You know, our feelings are so sensitive now that we just can't say, no, I don't want to be with you. So we got to play it on out. And once again, that's where the problems come in at. The lack of communication and the perception is a mother. Then we got problems down the line that we shouldn't even be having. Now, when you meet somebody and you feel like you, how can I put it? You feel like you really want to meet them and you know, you want to meet them and, you know, go a little further. What do you know that you actually bringing to the relationship? What do you know? What are you bringing? Huh? What are you bringing? Are you sure you know what you bring into the relationship? Are you honest enough with yourself to know what you bringing? Or have you illusions of grandeur that you are all this and you bringing all this to the relationship and you ain't bringing jack? And that's why you having so many issues. I'm just saying. You know, there's some things we have to look at. You know, we good to try and blame each other, but sometimes we need to look at our damn self and see we are part of the problem with communication. You know, we get to going and everything is fine. You know, we whining and dining and going to the clubs and going to the movies, blase, blase. But we have yet to sit down and talk about the parameters of what we supposed to be in a relationship. You know, what is a deal breaker in the relationship for you? What is a deal breaker in the relationship for her? You know, what are you looking for in a relationship? What are you looking for out of your man? What you looking for out of your woman? What? But yet, you in love, and everything is peachy keen, and you boyfriend material, you girlfriend material, you ain't about shit. Let me tell you the truth about this. I'm telling y'all, I done thought about this thing now. You're not. Because you're not being honest with yourself. And if you keep going through the same cycle over and over again, it's not the persons you going after. It's you. Because you don't know what the hell you want and you don't know what you're doing. It's not that you're going after something unattainable. You just don't know how to go about and get it because you don't know what the hell you're bringing. I'm just saying. Think about that. It's one of those things. It's so simple. It's funny because it's stuff we overlook. We do. We overlook it. And you know what? And everybody say, well, no, ain't no well. If you really think about it, there's one time or another where you have done just what I said. I've even done it. You know, and sometimes it takes some self-evaluation to figure it out. I'm telling y'all, man, I don't know what y'all think. Stan just keeps saying honesty, that is the problem, honesty, trust, and respect. Well, Stan, you know what, that's fine today. Let me ask you something, though. You know, you keep saying that's what the woman is supposed to do. Let me ask you something. Are you honest with yourself? Do you trust yourself? Do you respect yourself? See, because how can you ask that of someone else if you can't do it, you don't have it for yourself? I know that sounded crazy, but it's the truth. And that's for anybody in a relationship. Don't you think if you're requiring that of somebody else, you should at least have that same requirement for yourself? I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, as we get older, you know, and I know some of y'all are probably older than me, and I may be older than them, but this is what I'm going to say. As we get older, we realize certain things when it comes to communicating, hopefully. You know, some of us realize it sooner than others, you know, and some of us take a little longer than normal. But the bottom line is still this. Eventually, you have to realize that there's some things that you have to do to communicate properly. Okay. See, it's quiet today. I don't see my lines going up today. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's that's a good thing or maybe it's a bad thing. I don't know. It's kind of quiet, though. But it's okay. It's okay. You give me a chance to get it on out. The lines are open. Y'all want to call? I'm just saying. We can talk about this thing now. You know, that's just the way I'm feeling right now. It really is. It really is. Because it's a lot more communication than it's a lot more to it, but yet it's so simple. It's so simple. But we done got so fancy and technologically advanced to where we don't know what the hell we doing no more. Oh my goodness, we just have issues. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Oh, okay. I'm doing my rant because I got a caller now, but that don't mean I'm gonna be quiet for the rest of the show. I'm just telling y'all that. All right. Oh, good afternoon, y'all. Let's talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, Eric, it's Stanley. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Stanley. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I agree what you're saying, what you said in the beginning of the show. So many people say they want one thing, but they don't even look at themselves and say, am I the person that I say that I want? And so many people don't even go get the people that are better than them to help them become the person that they want. They say they want a great relationship, but they get the advice of girlfriends or friends that basically don't have a good relationship, and they'll rather listen to them than people who are great in relationship that have been 30 years, 40 years together and listen to their wisdom, you know. And or go get the help that you need. If you're not good in communication, go get the help that you need. Go get books. That's what I did. I had to do that. I wasn't the Stanley that you see now. You know?
Okay.
At all. At all. I was not good in communication. I was not good in respecting myself. I was not good in many things. I was very good in blaming things on other people. I was not good at looking at myself in the mirror. And I was good at saying, oh, it's always everybody's fault. Until I come to a point that I read some books and I said, hey, you're responsible for your life, Sam. Nobody is. And you decide who comes in your life. You decide if you want to be disrespect. You decided this. That was a shocker. You know?
I'm sure it was. It's a shocker for a lot of people. And once they sit down and actually think about it. But Stan, let me ask you the question then. Now, I mean, there's been time on the show where you keep saying about these gorgeous women that keep turning you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's my question.
Because I'm very upfront with them, I'm very honest with them, and I don't play games. I tell them like it is. And some women can deal that like it is. Some will, some won't. But I tell them like it is. I don't sugarcoat it. I tell them exactly what I expect from you. And they say, what do you bring in? They say, honesty, trust, and respect. That's my foundation. If I don't have that, then me and you don't deserve to have it. If I'm not honest with you and you're not honest with me, if I'm not honest with you from the beginning, let's say in a relationship, then you could check me on that. If I don't respect you, and I try my best to respect people, when they, especially if I care about them. I hate hurting people, especially if it's somebody I love. That is one thing that I'd rather have a car drive me up than hurt somebody that I love, if I respect you. That's one thing that I put myself in my mind, and I look, I'll listen to you, I'll see greatness in you, but after a while, I'll tell you the truth, but that doesn't mean you that I don't love you, I don't care about you. That's one of my strengths.
When you say after a while, how long is after a while? I mean, let me ask you this. Okay. You say you are direct and upfront with them. Okay, so how do you do this? Are you like me, Tarzan, and you, Jane, and this is the way it's going to be? Or...
I tell them that I ask them questions. Like I said, what are the three most important things in any relationship to make it work?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, and I tell them honesty, trust, and respect. And I tell them it's not my way, it's our way. I say, I need to be honest with you, and you need to be honest with me. It goes both ways. I'm not saying it goes my way. You got to be honest with me. It's your responsibility to be honest with me. I got to respect you. And you got to respect me. I got to respect you not only as a person, as a human being, but I got to respect your time or the thing that you are. I got to trust you, and you got to trust me. I'm not the type of guy who's going to start looking at yourself, looking at the thing, freaking out, and listening to what other people say and things because I trust you. And you have my trust in the beginning. But if you do stupidness, you will lose my trust.
Okay, let me stop. Okay, so... You say you have their trust. They have your trust in the beginning.
In the beginning, I give you the benefit of that. I trust you. I think you're a great person. I don't see people being bad. There's two types of philosophy in this world. There are people that believe that everybody's bad and they become good. I have the other philosophy. I think people are good at heart. They just make bad decisions, and some of them are bad, but not everybody's bad. I think everybody's good. That's my foundation. So if I have that as a foundation, I see people as great potential, great people, if they want to. That's why I don't excuse when somebody decides to tell me names or treat a man or a woman worse, and I tell them, that was your choice. you made that choice to basically call that name or do that or attack their character. You could have made your point without doing that. And they look at me, yes or no? And they say, yes, I could have. So you made that choice. And you got to assume the consequence of that choice. That consequence could be that the person stopped talking to you, could break up with you, don't want to know nothing about you, and everything. Everybody wants to be loved, and everybody wants to be significant in this world. Every one of us.
Okay. You know what, Stan? I can't even argue with that. I mean, that is just true. Everybody wants to be. But here's the thing. Does everybody know how? Apparently not. You know, we wouldn't be talking about this issue we have with communication, right?
No. And the people that don't, it is your responsibility to go get the help that you need to do. There's many, I don't understand, black people, when we tell them you need to go see a psychologist, everybody's going berserk. Oh, no, I'm not going to see a psychologist. Why not?
Well,
I did.
See, and here's the thing with the communication, though. Who helped you realize that? You realized that yourself, right?
No, I realized it through friends, and I realized it through psychologists, and I realized it through books, and I realized it through doing
All right, let me ask you this question. After how many relationships did you go through before you realized you needed to go and get some help?
When I was realizing I was doing the same pattern and the same thing was coming back in my face, and the only thing that was in common was me.
Okay. All right.
I was like, how come I'm doing this, and this is happening, and the common is me. And I said, how come I'm accepting a woman disrespecting me doing that, and I blame it on her, when I should look at myself and say, maybe I'm accepting that. And why am I accepting that? Is it because I don't think I'm worth it? Or is it because I think I need a relationship so badly that I'll take anything in this world, even though that person cannot be good in my life?
And let me ask you this then. And during this whole process, when you were going through the relationship thing, let me ask you, did you consider yourself boyfriend or husband material, or did you consider the female that you was dating wife or girlfriend material? Or did y'all just assume that's what the relationship was going to evolve in without talking about it?
No, I had a girl that I thought it was going to be my wife. But I was scared with that woman. I was scared of the commitment. Now thinking about it later on in life, I didn't do what I needed to do to make sure that this woman, if I would have done what I needed to do, would have been my wife. And then
what made her, what made her girlfriend or wife material then?
Because she was unselfish, because she was a caring person, because she came from the heart, because she knew me. She loved me for me. She didn't love me for the money. She didn't love me for the stature, the power. She liked me for me. She liked the person I was. And she always told me that every time. And she meant it with every part of her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, upon first meeting, this is the things that were put out there as the parameters of what y'all brought to?
Yeah, upon meeting her, it was her way that she was. It's the first one. When we started dating and everything, well, We slept with each other maybe the second night, whatever, thing. And the next night when she did a breakfast, she was very friendly, and she was being herself. She wasn't trying to sugarcoat something. She was just being nice and being herself. And that was like, and I spent the whole day, great conversation with her, and it was the whole day passed like it was a flash. So when I went back home, I was like, I spent the whole day with this woman. I slept with her already, so it can't be the sex. And I'm enjoying the whole time I'm with her. Let me see what happens. And many times I would spend with her, the day would pass like nothing. And she felt the same way. And after a while, I came to a point and said, you know, I think me and you need to be exclusive because we're spending so much time together. We're enjoying so much time together. And, you know, I would really love you to be my girl. And she became my girl, and we stayed in a relationship for 3 years. In the second year, I asked her to be engaged to me, and she said yes, and that was a shocker.
Hmm. So let me ask you, at what point, though, did y'all set perimeters as into what were the deal breakers on the relationship? Now, you're telling me all the good things. I understand that. But in what part of the communication process did y'all set perimeters as to if you do this, this is a deal breaker? And you said y'all slept, but the second night y'all were together, y'all slept together, right? So
That's
one parameter that was out the way already. So what else did you, in the communication process, I guess I'm trying to say, where did you go in the communication? Because apparently, if y'all slept together the second night, you know, I don't know whether that, I don't know whether, you said it was more, but it sounds like, you know, I don't know. Maybe
we slept the second night, but she didn't put it like, basically what I have between my legs is the most precious thing in the world. She made it like, yeah, I slept with you, but I have more to give than just with you. Like, and that's the reason I stayed 3 years with her, because she was unselfish. She was a caring person. She didn't think that philosophy. She said, I'm more than that. And she showed it by her actions. She showed it by who she was. That's what made me stay. It wasn't because I slept with her.
Okay, so in the communication process, what happened to where y'all eventually broke up?
Well, we broke up because, like I said, I didn't do what I needed to do. I basically looked at the bad stuff that was going in the relationship instead of focusing on the good stuff. I criticized her on many things, and I should have never done that. I put her down when I should have never done that. I didn't observe when she was down, and didn't do my manhood to basically support her on the thing that she needed to. And if you keep on putting somebody down and putting that like they're nothing and not remembering the greatness in them, eventually you will have a relationship that won't, they'll be routine. And when the relationship becomes routine, it doesn't work. And
but
that's
at what
my
point,
fault.
But at what point did y'all talk about this? Or was just something
that... We talked about it many times, but I didn't do my part. I was very belittled by saying it's my way, the highway, and this and that, and I didn't listen to her.
Okay.
And I blame myself for that. I don't blame her. It took me my best friend to tell me, now that you've been over it, are you going to keep on blaming her, or are you going to really be serious and look at yourself in the mirror and say, did you do what you needed to do? And when my best friend told me that, that's when I opened my eyes and I said, let me look at myself in the mirror. Did I do what I needed to do? Can I look at myself in the mirror and say, I did everything in my power to make this relationship work? And I had to say no. Okay. So that opened the whole door. I said, why didn't I do? I didn't listen to her too much. I didn't do this. I remember that I should have done. And the list went through and I wrote it down.
Outstanding. Okay. All right. And since then, have you been in any other relationships to where
I've been to many relationships. I've been to many relationships, but that doesn't compare to that one.
Oh, okay. But so I mean,
I've been to many relationships. 2 years, but it doesn't compare to her. She was the one. She was one of the ones.
She's one
and
of
I
the
know
one.
That. Yeah. I
okay.
Know that.
All right. So in your basic fundamental way of communicating with women now, that helped change it to a better way of looking at what it takes to make a relationship work, right, as far as communication?
Yeah. Because I don't want to have an okay relationship. I want to have an outstanding relationship with the person I'm going to be with. I don't want an okay relationship. If you want an okay relationship, I'm not the guy for you. I want a relationship that's passionate. I want a relationship that respects each other. I want a relationship that people could sit and look at those two. They love each other, even though it's been 5 years. I want that kind of relationship. And I know some people who have that kind of relationship because I saw it. My parents had that kind of relationship.
And
that's what I want.
Okay. All right. You know what, Stanley? That's to the side that you haven't been expressing, though. Because usually when you talk, you're like Caveman Joe. You know, it's my way, and that's it. No, so
it's
now.
It's not my way. It's not my way. Just I don't accept when women come with excuses for things that they're responsible for.
Well, who's
the men?
Who? Okay.
If you did something, if you're not met a woman enough to say, you know what, I spent 2 years with somebody who treated me like crap, and deep down you knew it, then you got to be woman enough to look at yourself. I accepted that, to have a guy treating me like crap for 2 years.
That's
because
true.
You made that choice. And
that's right.
Until you don't open that door and close that, you will never learn. Because then you'll have another guy who'll treat you for crap for 3 years, and then you've been spending 5 years of your life saying, what happened to my time? And during that time, then maybe you would have met a great guy, but you missed him because during those 3 years, you should have broke up with a guy who treated you like crap after the first month and go out with a guy who treated you well maybe for 2 years or 3 years and maybe become even your husband.
Okay, all right.
That's where I have a problem when I hear women.
That's where you have a problem.
Yeah.
All right. I hear that. All right, chat room. Y'all hear Stanley giving it to us. What y'all think about that? You know, I know he's not the only one out there who got some experiences, you know, to share. And that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, that's what you call communication. Now, Stanley, it took Stanley a minute to get to that point, but he actually got there. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, and that's like, you know, he said and I've said before, you know, relationships are fine, but unless you're honest with yourself about what you're going to bring to the relationship, you can't expect anybody else to bring anything more than what you're going to offer.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I say when you first meet somebody, no, hell no, they're not girlfriend and wife material, and you're not boyfriend or husband material, because y'all don't know each other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You don't. So how are you going to expect something from them when you don't know them, they don't know you? You haven't even made the first, you know, hello yet. So how you gonna say you good husband material, whatever? Hell, you don't know what you are compared to that person.
Yeah. And it's not because you're dating that necessarily you're gonna be a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or even go there. The standard, first the standard is dating, and then the second standard is, okay, we're a relationship, that means you're committed to me, boyfriend, girlfriend, and then the highest standard is engagement, and the highest of all of them is marriage.
Well, see, here's my thing. And when it comes to the communication thing, when it comes to men and women thing, you know, everybody want to start with dating. But what happened to the friend part of it? You know, or is the friend part included with the dating?
It's because
shouldn't that be a part of the communication process first to find out if that person is you know, dateable, as we can say?
Yeah, I could agree with you with that. Maybe you should see that person's dateable, and if you have. But the problem is, you could be great friends with somebody, but if you're not physically attracted to them, she becomes your friend.
So what's wrong with that?
What's the difference between friendship and relationship and a boyfriend? That's the only difference. It's just because you're not physically attracted to that person, you could be just friends. There's nothing wrong with this. I have great friends. Women friends and men friends. I have great friends and everything. But there's no problem with this. The problem is a lot of people don't want just that. They don't want to just be friends.
Wow.
You know? Some people are your friends. Some women think that they got 10 guys as friends, but trust me not, those 10 guys don't want to be your friend. They don't just have the courage, the courtesy to tell you, I find you fine and I would like to get to know you. Because they're scared or maybe you're going to say no to them. So they'd rather take their time and be your friend until you go down, and basically they'll support you and everything and wait, and they'll take advantage when you're down to basically either sleep with you, put you in a better comfortable thing, because then they'll get you.
But then again, number one, that's not your friend. And number two, the communication process is broken like hell then. Because if that's the case, then you should have, you should have an understanding that, you know, it's just friendship. That's all it is.
But that's why I tell them. That's why I said many women. I've told that to many women. You think those 10 guys are your friends? Just do one test. And that's the only test you got to do. Just call them about 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning and just tell them to come over at your place and just offer them of having sex with them and see their reaction. That tells you everything. If he's your friend, he's not gonna react. Hell no! You're my sister. You're my friend. I don't see you that way. He's a friend, but I'm sorry. If he's already almost getting his condom and everything, he's not your friend. He was just waiting for you. to be vulnerable to sleep with you. He was never a threat.
Okay, ladies in the chat room, what y'all think about that? Have you ever been put in that position before? Stanley?
No, I haven't put in my positions. I've always been upfront with women. If you're attractive, if I'm attracted to you, I'm taking a chance. I don't want to be the guy that you're going to call and say, oh, Joe did, and I deep down, I want you. No.
Okay.
That's a big no.
Okay, so let's put it this way then. Now, see, I'm going to see really what your communication skills are now. Let's see. All right, what about you feeling you want that relationship, but the woman is like, no, I just want to be friends because I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Okay.
Now, how do you have
that? Well, I would say, okay, do you have any single
women
that I can
meet? You stuttered for a moment there, Stanley. You stuttered for a moment.
No, but of course I stuttered for a moment. But if she would say that she's honest with it, and I would basically say, okay, you don't want to have more than that. Do you have any single friends that you could present me to? And if she says no, she never wanted to be my friend. Basically, she's going to be using me for her own benefit. And then, and then I would be looking at her. Why would I want to be friend with you?
All right. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right. Hey, y'all, I got to take a short break. But when I come back, me and Stanley, we're going to finish talking about this for a moment. All right, Stanley, don't go nowhere, all right?
No problem.
All right. See y'all shortly. Welcome back to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today we're continuing our weekly series on communication. Me and Stanley, we got some things going on here about some communication.
Go ahead.
And I'm liking this here. This is what I'm talking about. All right, ladies. You know, me and Stanley putting out there. So let me hear what y'all got to say on this thing. You know, Stanley done said communication is just not on the ladies. It's on everybody. So y'all done heard his point of view. What y'all think? You know, I'm like this. You know, I don't think, you know, some people would say, yes, it's all on females, but I don't think so. I think, you know, it has to be a 50-50 thing when it comes to this communication. Because without everybody, you know, letting, I guess, the truth be known what you want, you out there. You know, eventually it's going to come to the point where you're out there because you don't know what's going on.
But like I said, if you don't have standard for yourself, first for any relationship to work, number one, you got to love yourself. That's number one. If you don't even love yourself, then you're done. They don't even grow in a relationship. You got to look at yourself like you think you're the shit or you're the time. And some people will say you're arrogant. I'd rather be arrogant of myself because nobody else. You got to love yourself more than anybody in this world, number one. If you don't love yourself more than anybody in this world and everything, when people come with things, that tells you how you're going to let people treat you. Somebody who doesn't love herself suddenly is going to be treated, men or women, wrongly. And you never understand, how come it always happened to me? Well, do you respect yourself? Not really. So there you go. Like you said at the beginning of the show, if you don't respect yourself, how are you surprised that other people don't respect you?
That's true. And Stan, let me ask you a question, Stan. What part of the country you live in, Stan?
New York.
Okay, perfect. The northern part. Now, in New York, is it more accustomed for... Now, I'm just asking before I give you my response to this. I'm going to ask you, being that you're from New York. Is it more accustomed for women to come up to you and ask you out if they think you're attractive?
No.
No?
No. It's the man who has to approach the woman.
Really?
It's very rare that, yeah.
I mean, because...
They are very independent, got my own shit, got my own thing, very career-oriented, driven women here.
But if that's the case, shouldn't they feel more independent to come ask a man out? I mean, here's my point. Because I've asked a couple of women that happened, one from Philadelphia, and to both of them actually from Pennsylvania, but one's from Philadelphia, and they both said they had no problems with, you know, and a lot of my ass from up north in that general area have no trouble. They say they have no trouble asking a man out. Now, as far as in the south, you know, down south, that's a totally different thing because that's the way, you know, a lot of them are raised, to where the man is supposed to approach the woman. This is 2012. Is that still right? I don't know. Some of them don't, but, you know, the majority of them still have that. Now, out west, you know, southwest, you know, that's a little bit different because the makeup is a little bit different. You know, personally.
That depends what kind of, if you're talking about beautiful women, when they have so many guys approaching them, why should they? It's like what Mr. Solution said one time. They're basically, we live in a society that glamorizes when a woman is beautiful. Once you're beautiful, you don't have to approach. You got so many guys approaching you that you don't even see the standard of approaching.
Okay, here we go. I'm glad you brought that up. So when you say beautiful, what makes a woman beautiful?
Is it long hair? That depends for everybody, but generally, it's what society decides as beauty it is. But not fat. Somebody in fit but not skinny. Somebody who's in shape. Somebody who put herself in. Who's healthy? That's what I find is beautiful. Somebody who looks good when she dressed up. Somebody who has long hair. Short hair is good too. Don't get me wrong. I saw some beautiful women with short hair that look good. Somebody looks good. You know the difference. We all know, guys, when we put 10 women beautiful and we're honest with each other, we could say she's a 4, she's a 5, she's a 10. What's a 10.
Okay, so, but is a 10 by whose standard, Stan?
10 by your own standard.
Oh.
10 by what you find beautiful. Some
all
guys
right.
find another... You know, if some guys find a woman a little bit fat, but a little bit more curvy, beautiful, that's him. Everybody has a different standard, but trust me not. If you present 10 women, we all have our grades. Like, she's a 4, she's a 5, she's a 7, she's a 10.
Okay.
But the thing is, sometimes we do lie and we say that all women are beautiful when it's not true.
Well, depends on, you know what? And once again, here we go with the communication thing. Depends on what you consider to be beautiful.
Exactly.
You know, because
what is beautiful for you could be ugly for me.
Right. And here's another thing too. Okay, let's give it. You know, go on and give the giveaway. You know, originally, or you know, when you meet someone, there's something on the outside that has attracted you to that person, whether it's a smile, the eyes, you know, something.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, what makes a woman, I mean, what makes her beautiful? What if her conversation is jacked up? What if she can't communicate with you? Even though she has this beautiful body, she's, you know, what somebody you call, you want eye candy, carry on your arm, to impress your boys. But what if she can't communicate with you, then what?
And then that's when you have to know. It's not just beauty. You got to be beautiful, and you got to have the personality that goes with it. That's in me. Now I can say that. Before, I would not care. But now I can.
You wouldn't have cared at all.
No, before I would have not cared.
But doesn't that create an issue? Doesn't that create an issue within a relationship then? Because then you're not being honest.
Of course. And that's what I said. Honesty is the best policy. You're not being honest with you. That's what I said. You got to be honest with you. Honesty goes more than, it's not just her. You got to be honest with yourself. So if you're with somebody who's beautiful, but she's not fun, she's not hasn't got the personality that you want, but you're still staying with her, and you're still doing things with her, who am I going to blame? Do I blame the woman, or do I blame you?
Well, you know, there's some people out there that bring the woman or the man, besides them blaming themselves.
I can't blame the woman. She is who she is. I blame the guy. I blame you because you chose to stay with this woman when you knew you had the sign that she doesn't have the personality that you want and she doesn't have the thing that you want, but you're still staying. Why? Because you could be scared of being alone. Why? Because you want to impress your friend and say, look at what I have. But after a while, impressing your friend is not important. What about being happy for yourself? Because your friend just wants you to be happy. True friends want you to be happy. They don't care. They don't want to be impressed. You want your happiness.
Okay, so here's my question. Have you ever been attracted to someone who's not been, let's say, eye candy, but has a great conversation, very articulate, communicate anything they want to, and have you acted on that, or have you just said, wow, but since you weren't eye candy?
No, I've acted on that. I had someone. I went out with a girl who had a but eventually it bothered me. Because that was the thing that it needs both. It's not being shallow. When I hear women, you're shallow. What would happen if you meet a great girl who has a great personality, but she doesn't have the thing? And I'm like, we have a problem. I can't be. I can't get my 100% on you. I can't. You're opening the door of me cheating. You're opening the door. I'm not giving my 100%. You could have the greatest personality in the world, but I need both. I need the great personality, and I need to be physically attracted to you. That's a must. And any guy that says it's a lie is lying to himself.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to be attracted to him. But in the same token, you know, even though she may not look the greatest, don't mean you have to, you know, not be attracted to her. Right?
Yeah, but some guys, how many guys, and I know many guys who basically who are still going out with a girl because she has the greatest personality, greatest fun, and greatest fame, but when you take them inside and say, are you attracted to this woman? Not really. So why are you with her? Because she's great. She makes me feel special and wanted. Yeah, but you're not attracted. She's not, you know, your top song that you like. Well, you know, I can't have everything still.
Well, no.
That means
you're
settling. You're opening the door settling. Do you want to have a life of settling, or do you want to be a life of happiness?
Here we go. Some individuals feel that sometimes to be happy, you need to settle.
No. Never.
You don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that. You go for what you want.
You go for what you want.
You go for what you want. Because if you settle, it will come back to bite you later on in life. Trust me, God, you don't want to settle in this world. You got one life to live. One. This is your only life. When you were born in this world, you were born as a winner, by the way. Every one of us was. So if you want to get what you want, you got to do what you got to do to get what you want. The question that I would ask that person is, say, oh, I can never get that kind of guy or that kind of girl. What are you ready to do about it? If you want a guy who's super fit and this and that, and you're not fit at all, that's not going to work, girl. You know? You know, if you want a guy, if you have no communication skill and you're always with attitude and nagging and things like that, and you're like, girl, I don't understand. How come I can't attract a guy who's nice and kind, treats me well? Why would a guy, if nice, kind, considering integrity, want to be with somebody who's nagging him, putting him down, and thinking I'm independent and he'll be wrong?
I understand. Hold on. I think we got Charlotte on the line. Hold on. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, hello, Miss Charlotte. How are you?
Yes. Hey, I just called to carry on a conversation with you guys. Of course, Eric knows I'm one lady who I really don't approach men.
You don't approach men or you do approach men?
I don't.
Okay.
Not
why?
For as dating, for as friendship, you know, I talk to men because I love men. I don't approach men because I like this role. And my preference, the type of man I prefer, is the type of man that's strong and humble. So, meaning we don't approach the same way. I can smile, be polite, you know, speak, but as far as asking him out, no. You know, when it's time to get married, I don't want to have to ask for his hand in marriage either.
Oh, okay. And
when do you let him know that? Or do you let him know that?
Let him know what? That I don't want to ask for his hand in marriage?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm okay with, you know, I'm pretty friendly. I'm open because I'm a businesswoman. So I prefer friendship because if I'm dating a man, I don't want to just meet the representative. and I would say that because I know some very strong men that are very handsome, very nice, and make money. But as their friend, I know some of them live sort of a, how you say, alternative lifestyle, which I wouldn't know if I had just started dating them.
Mm-hmm.
So as a friend, I find out more about the real person than I do than the guy who wants to just woo.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Charlotte. Well, let me ask you this. When you first, let's see, you married, right? Okay. So in what part of the communication process did you and your husband set the parameters as far as, you know, when y'all were going to actually be a official couple?
Well, actually, I started setting the parameters when we start dating, you know, little at a time. I'm the type of female, I will spoon feed a man. I don't bombard, you know, rush him and this is me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. I do things in a more subtle, you know, way.
More subtle way?
Yes.
I like that. I like that. Wow.
Well, you know, because I also believe that, you know, as a female, part of my, you know, main job, you know, is to be here to, you know, accompany, you know, men and to actually add, you know, to their happiness and, you know what I mean? Do things nice for them and show them, you know, there's ways that women do lead in a lot of instances. Like we show them our kindness, our heart, our generosity, our tactfulness.
Yeah,
you know, that we could be sweet and smooth.
You see, Eric, you see just what she answered just explained to me how come she's married. How many women are saying what she just said? We're here to enhance the happiness of a man by our kindness, our heart, the way she acts and everything. She just said it.
But then also, that's why I don't approach like a man, because I'm not a man. And I'm not competing with you guys. I have my own role, and I'm happy and satisfied in it.
You see, Eric, she was basically giving me the example why she's married. In 1 minute, 2 minutes, she just did more than a lot of women could do in their entire life. In 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes.
But comes with some confidence too now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, and how many relationships did you have to go through before you got to that point to where you were that confident to be able to, as you say, spoon feed a man?
Well, I've always been a spoon feeder. It's part of my personality. I've always, I wouldn't say suck up, but I, if that's my man, I'm going to cater somewhat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You're going to cater, huh?
I'm going to cater to him. You know what I mean? And I'm okay because, you know, I'm okay with the feminine role. That's why I'm real careful not to take on the role that I want him to have. Because if I do all the roles, then what?
She sounds like she's a giver. That's what she sounds like. She's a giver. There's two types of people in this relationship, Gary. The giver and receiver. She sounds like she's a giver. And that's very attractive.
Yes, and I receive also. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
I do give.
Of course you receive. Of course you receive. But givers, there's not a lot. There's
so,
more. What about me first? Then I'll give eventually. Maybe I will.
Well, I understand that too. Because, you know, I'm just not going to give to any man. I'm not going to give to every man. So
I understand.
Sometimes what happens is women, some of, you know, we have some trust issues, and when a man puts his best foot forward and shows a woman that she can trust him, then she trusts him.
So what is the best foot forward then? And as far as, I mean, what is the best foot forward? Is he, I mean, communicating-wise, what is the best foot forward? He's being straight and to the point with you, or he's letting his feelings be known, but in a sensitive, easy way, as women would like to say. What is?
Yes, that's it. Being tactful, you know, reaching for her hand, calling her name. You know, it's the way it's put. But you know how a man treats a woman when she's the element of his desire. You know, when he wants her, when a man wants something, he knows how to come get it, and he's not afraid to come get it.
I would agree with what she said. And being tactful and straightforward, you could be tactful and straightforward with respect. There's a way to be honest with somebody with respect. If you do it honestly, but you're respectable to the person, you could be very straightforward to a person.
Well, that's my point
exactly.
You know, men got to make us laugh, too, now. You know, just like I'm okay with, if that's my man, or, you know, even the male friends, I'm okay with stroking a man's ego. But, you know, he got to be okay with, you know, saying what I want to hear sometimes, too.
Yeah.
So when, I ask both of y'all that, Stan being the man, you being the woman, you know, here's the thing. When does stroking an ego becomes a bad thing?
I guess when a man doesn't know how to take it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? If I say you're fine, you're strong, like if I say to you, you know what, your strength and your humbleness is, it just does things to me. If you got both of them, it's like, damn, that's attractive. You know, so in other words, I really don't want to pick a man by just his exterior. You know what I mean? By what I see. So I'm a personality person. So I want a man who has a good heart, you know, that's strong and that can listen to me, that I can somewhat have my way with, too. I'm not struggling his ego for no reason. I'm not being humble, submissive for no reason. Sometimes I want my way. And, you know, not like a man who want to put a smile on your face.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Because I always want to put a smile on my boo's face. I know when we first met, man, it was three, four months before, you know, we even touched each other. So, yeah. I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think that's the, you know, sometimes that's the best thing. You know, but it is the best thing. You know what also should be a good thing sometimes? You know, couples should spend some time alone in the beginning of the relationship. Now, I know y'all talking about, what the hell are you talking about now? And this is why. Because then you really get a feel about, you know, what the parameters are of the relationship, how you really feel about the person. You see what I'm saying? Because
right.
That way all the bull crap is gone, because you're not with that person. So you can sit back, if you're really being honest with yourself, as we've been talking about, and really evaluate how you really feel about that person and where's the relationship leading to. That way you can communicate that once y'all get back together. Of course, that's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about
Eric,
that.
How do you go? But it's not because you're dating, like I keep on saying, Eric. It's not because you're dating somebody. That person is going to be a relationship person.
Right.
I think relationship person, too many people go too forward relationship when they should think, am I really ready to be committed only to that person? And some people are, if you're honest with each other, will say, no, I'm not. So if you're not, why are you going boyfriend, girlfriend?
Exactly.
If she's not somebody who's fun, like she said, or giving person, and you're giving to her, and you're enjoying her. If it's a trouble, or it's like, oh my god, I can't believe she called. Oh my god, I have to see her again. Why are you in a relationship with that person?
Okay.
Why do you want to stay with misery?
So see now, then what we have is a failure to communicate, man. Correct. Because there's apparently a breakdown in the communication process. If you're beginning to feel that way every time that person contacts you or comes close to you, then somebody's got to be honest and say, look, this is not working.
Yeah, you got to be, but first of all, you got to be honest with yourself and stop excusing the way you feel. And so many people do. Maybe that person, she didn't mean what she said. Yes, she did.
Well, I think there's several ways you can tell. Like, let's say, for instance, I'm talking to a man, I was dating him or whatever, we're calling, we're talking, and when he picks up that phone line and his voice isn't excited or you hear a drop like, dang, what's she want now? I mean, you already know that. Nix it right there.
Say nix it right there.
Nix it
Because you
right
already
there.
Know.
You already know. I mean, because, you know, we're not clueless. There's clues, and we're not clueless, and it's like, this person didn't sound happy to hear from me. And guess what? They won't get a call again.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you have assumption. I'd rather basically go to the person and tell it like it is to make sure that my assumptions are not wrong. Because sometimes you could assume something, and it could be completely wrong.
But guess what? That's what I'm saying. They will have to call me back because I'm not going to call again. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I do have some honor and some respect for myself. So, you know what I mean? So next time, you know, we talk, you know, maybe you'll behave better. So, you know, I don't have to beat you down to get the right behavior. I can control my behavior.
I agree with you. You're the only person you control in this world is yourself. But also assuming things of other people, I don't do that. I basically go up front to them and say, you know what? Last time I called you, you seemed a little bit down, or you seemed this. Was there something wrong? So I know the truth of that person. So that person can never come back to me and say, oh, no, that's not what I really meant. No, that's what you meant. You told me the truth.
Well, if they call you back, you would understand. Because then that way, hey, I called you. You know, we talked for a minute, you know, maybe they wasn't feeling that good that day or having a bad day, cool. That's true. But then they knew to call me back. You know what I mean? I don't overstep my boundaries. I set some for myself. You know what I mean? You don't have to correct me at every point because, you know, I really don't like to be corrected. So I correct myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's a question then. All right, well, if that's the case, and say you finally get, you know, with this person, and you already know this person is not up to the standards that you would like. Okay, now, here's my question. Do you take the time to try and slowly bring them to your standard, or do you say, no, this is not what I want, and move on?
Well, for me... You know, you have to excuse me, you know, pardon me when I say this, but when I was dating and maybe that wasn't exactly my man yet, then I didn't date one man.
Mm.
So, you know, some people say, hey, well, as a matter of fact, until you asked me to be your woman or you set those guidelines down, and when we went through that phase, that period, I'm assuming I'm not your woman.
Exactly. And I agree with her. It's because I'm dating you. That doesn't mean I'm your my man. Or until you've assumed that and sit down and said we're exclusive to each other, that doesn't mean I'm your man or a woman. And that's so true.
So if you say you're dating, okay. So you can date without actually being committed to each other is what y'all saying. But
exactly.
This has to be
exactly.
But this has to be communicated to each other. It shouldn't be assumed.
I'm just saying, well, you know, when somebody is your mate, you kind of know what they ask you, and you do get special treatment.
Yeah,
you know what
set.
I mean?
It's set.
And so the thing is to be like, hey, and I've had men ask me, like, hey, girl, I want to just meet you and me. I want you to be my woman. Or what I got to do to make this happen? Now, that's
exactly.
Extremely sexy. You'd be like, oh, my, okay, here we go.
Yeah, but I agree with her. You got to let the man, I agree with her. You got to let the man do that decision if you order to be exclusive with you. Until that doesn't happen, he or she is not your man or your woman.
So,
because she didn't.
So
many women say, "Oh, that girl is my, that guy is my man." No, she's and the guy's looking at her. I never said that.
And also, too, you listen to how he introduces you. That's a big key factor. You know, how many family members you met, how many functions you go to, how often you see him, and how he introduces you. Like I had a girlfriend of mine who boo-hooed. She was seeing a guy for about 2 years, sleeping with him the whole bit. They end up going, they didn't go out that much. That was, you know, around other people, that was the key clue that that was not his woman. But they went to a cabaret, and he introduced her as his friend, wiped her out. And I was like, you didn't know?
So what's wrong with the woman saying, you know, she wants to make it exclusive?
That's not
the woman's place.
Well,
no,
I mean, she could say it.
She could say it. And basically she's saying to the guy, look, it's been 6 months I've been dating you, and I would like us to be exclusive. She has the right to say that because she wants a sense of direction in her life. And if the guy says no, then she has to respect herself and say, what do I do? Do I accept that or I don't? And if you do, it comes with consequences. Don't go to your girlfriend and say, girl, I can't believe I've been 2 years with this guy. And then your girl's going to be like, he told you he was not exclusive to you.
Right.
That's where honesty comes.
Or, you know, I mean, someone would just say, hey, like, let's say, for instance, I'm dating and the guy wants to, and it has been asked, he wants to move this to the bedroom. You know, you're like, hey, girl, like, you know, baby, when am I going to get to stay tonight? When we going to get together like that? And I'd be like, probably sometime after you become my man, sweetie.
Okay, so now we've taken the communication process and put a little twist to it now. It's like a reward type of thing.
Well, what I'm saying is, why would I sleep with you? You ain't even my man.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's something that happens. It don't happen.
Well,
you
I'm just saying,
I mean?
So for me, I'm putting it out there. I'm spoon-feeding it. You know, I'm not, you know, overtaking it. I'm not assuming. I'm saying, hey, I'm giving him the guidelines. This is what you need to do, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me right here, and we okay.
You know,
and that's
okay.
And that's where some girls are going to be like that, and some guys, I wouldn't be accepting that because if I do sleep with you, and let's say the chemistry is not there in bed, then we have a big no-no in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
how about to get to.
So,
well, if the chemistry is not there, why are we going to sleep together? Because it takes something for you, unless it don't take nothing for you to want to sleep with me just to get your man wet.
But this is what you just said, though. You know,
as a man, it doesn't take me much to basically be physically attracted to you. But if I'm physically attracted, men were different than women. We don't have that biology that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we could sleep with ten women, and it doesn't flatter us. Women, when you sleep with a man, you get that biology thing, and you get attacked. That's why a lot of women say, I'm not sleeping with a guy until he's committed to me. Guys, we don't have that.
Uh-huh,
well,
that's okay. You can find the kind of women, you know, that are okay with that.
No, but we're going to go back to you. We were talking about you right now. What happens is if you sleep, you know, okay, you put it out there. All right, boo, look, we got to be exclusive before we sleep together. All right, so, you know, he breaks down. Okay, bam, y'all sleep together. Then it sucks.
Exactly. And the guy realized it sucks.
Now, I mean, he's met the qualifications or the parameters that you put out there. So now, how do you communicate that this is not going to work?
Exactly.
You mean, I don't like sleeping with him because
That's like the old saying, that's like the man laying in bed said, this ain't never happened before.
I'm just saying, as you can tell, I'm a true romantic, because of what I said. So I'm saying is, you know, it depends, you know, I believe in a full ritual. I don't believe in just, you know, getting a beer,
but you still beating around the bush.
Okay. What happens if he don't like me after that?
Right? No. What happens if he don't do it nothing for you?
Exactly.
Well, let's
that
say
can
this.
Happen.
Let's say this. Number one is, okay, let's say I already like the guy, apparently, if I let him in my bed. First of all, that isn't the only thing that's going to make it a deal breaker. Now,
okay.
I have a couple of choices here. I could show him what I want.
Okay.
I could help him get to where I want him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a lot of things you can do. So, number one is I'm not the type of woman who's going to want to notch up my belt.
Mm-hmm. Would that be considered? How can I put it? Would that be considered trying to change him then?
No, but
sometimes
we need to be taught a couple of new things, you know what I mean, to bring our game up to par. Meaning, so only I'm not changing him. What, to show him how to please me is changing him? Don't want to know?
Well, you'd be surprised. That's what I'm saying. When, you know, how do you communicate that to a man, especially, you know, someone that's when y'all new in the relationship? Now, I can see if you know, y'all been together for a while, you know,
mm-hmm.
but if you new, you know, how do you communicate that to him without, I guess, hurting his feeling or bruising his ego?
Because
he's going to come to bed thinking he's the bomb from the get-go.
Well, let's say, for instance, because it has happened. Let's say, for instance, we're in this tight relationship. We're getting ready to do some things, and we get in the bed, and there ain't enough there, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because there ain't enough there.
So you got this man laying in your bed hard as hell, and you ain't going to do it because he ain't got enough? You're going to have to do something?
That's right. Huh?
Well, how you going to tell this man that no? I want to hear this.
That ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it has happened.
How you going to tell this man no? And you laying in the bed butt-ass naked next to him.
Listen, what guy happened to? I had to take him to the hospital because he broke out in the hives.
What?
I'm saying it has happened.
All right. I don't know, Sean. I don't know if I would have told anybody that one.
What? Did he broke out in hives?
Yeah.
Well, he did. I mean, he ain't on the line.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Let me ask you a question, Charlie. Why do I need to know you if I want to sleep with you?
Pardon me?
Why do I need to know you? Because you keep on saying you got to be my man, and if you're not my man, you're not.
You don't have to. Just like you set the standards for your life, I set mine. I mean, I don't owe you nothing.
Okay. So it's because of it. No, I thought you had a reason why you had.
Because you know what? I believe in it. I believe that, like, there's no reason for no man to be in my bed or me in his, or him notching up my belt, or him saying he had me when we really didn't have no relationship. I don't believe in free sex.
So you don't believe in casual sex?
No, absolutely not. Not with me.
Okay. Why you don't believe in casual sex?
Because it's just not for me.
Okay. Well, the people that you know who does that, Do you respect it, or do you have a comment? Do you say it's bad? Do you say it's good? Do you say okay? Do you say
no? I'm saying is, I just feel like, you know, I guess what I'll be rude about. I'm just too good for that.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the people that are in casual sex are not good?
I'm saying this is the way I feel about me and my sex and her. She's not for you.
Yeah, but to say it's too good, it's too precious just to be given away on the
casual. That's right. These are the family. These are my jewels. This is my jewelry.
So
that's where
these are my
valuables. I disagree.
These are my valuables.
So basically, you believe that what you have between your legs is the most precious thing in the world?
No, it's precious to me, and I'm not giving it to you. Just who think I should give it to them? They ain't got nothing to do with me. There's enough hoes out here. I ain't got to be one of them.
Why do you call a woman that's basically not seen the same way that you are? That it's
no, but I'm saying it because society has it. That like when you sleep around with different men and you have no real criteria just for casual sex, those women are considered hoes.
No. Society decided that not every guy thinks that you're a hoe because you slept with different men.
Well, that's right, but he can sleep with those type of women. I mean, I'm not going to argue with it. It's just not for me.
I understand, but why do you necessarily put those women as a hoe because it's like
a
different
man? Well, because I just told you why. I said society thinks that is, you know, those are hoes, sluts.
No, it's not. What is a hoe? A hoe is not. That's not the definition of a hoe. A woman that's basically, let's say she's committed to somebody and she sleeps around, that's a hoe. But if somebody is not committed at all to anybody in this world and decides to sleep in love.
What you're basically saying is,
Her standards say, no, you must be in a relationship with me before we do anything. Now, here's my question to you, Charlotte. When do you communicate that to the individual that you're with? Or is that just a given until you decide to, you know, that it's time?
Well, you know, I bring it up in a conversation.
When?
Maybe a couple of dates when we start talking about sex.
Speaking
so if he bring up sex on the first date, I'm not afraid. I would be like, I don't sleep around.
So when in the I guess you say courting phase or dating phase, do you actually introduce the part about sex, or is that something that is just determined by the moment, as we can say?
Well, for me, it's a combo.
It's
you know what I mean? It could be the moment. It could be when we decide to talk about sex. I can openly talk about sex because I really don't have no fear in talking about sex because I am a sexual being. I I have learned, you know. I might have had, you know, I had sex outside of a relationship maybe in my early 20s, but by the time I was 21, nah.
So when you, man, this is for the group. Now, Once you get to that part of the conversation where you start including the sex and all that, does that change the whole aspect of what the relationship is about to be? Or is it just something to get to know for future reference?
I mean, I'm sometimes, some men aren't intimidated by that. They be like, feel you, girl. And some of them feel like that's my kind of woman because they want the kind of woman that everybody can have. And it's not easy, so it depends on the individual. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends of mine that are good-looking men, strong, like I said, make money, but and a couple of my girlfriends be like, dang, you ain't doing him? No, that's my friend. You know, and as good-looking as he is, and as talented as he is, I don't have no desire for him for some other reasons.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me bring Supreme in and see what Supreme got to add to it. Wow. Hey, Supreme, you on the air, man. What's up?
Okay, we
have...
You're cutting, Supreme.
Yeah, you're cutting in out.
I'm coming up. Can you hear me?
You're cutting, Supreme.
Can you hear me properly?
Nah. Somewhat.
You're still cutting. Yeah, it's
so Stan, does this mean you believe in casual sex?
Yes, I do.
But doesn't that confuse the communication process then? Or is that communicated ahead of time that this is all it is? You know, let's not get it confused.
I tell it straight up. If I feel like it's just sex, and I tell her it's straight up, it's just sex.
But what if she's not feeling the same way?
Because I want the sex to be over with so that we both say, okay, we had our sex, now what? Are you just that? Because I don't believe the philosophy she said that, well, between my legs is the most precious thing. because so many women think that, and I'm sorry to say it's not. Not in my eyes. It's what you have after the sex that shows me who you are. If you're a cool chick and a great person and everything, I want to see that. Because if you just think that basically a lot of guys run and they're going to do everything possible to sleep with you, and once they sleep with you, they find out the girl is whack and nothing, you got to be more than that. And I
you're
want
right.
women
so,
to go back.
So here's my theory on this thing, on that specific thing. Before you even get to that point, right, you should always be aware that there's another golden dick somewhere and there's another fat pussy somewhere. Okay, yours not the only ones out there. So with that being in mind, you know, you shouldn't, you know, if you're going to do it, you do it with feeling, number one, not just to be doing it. You know, that's not something you know, I mean, as men, yes, you know, back in the day, growing up, you know, that's all we wanted to do. But as you get older, you realize there's more to it than just that. And hopefully you won't be with someone that feels the same way that you do. You know, so, I mean, if before you do it, I think it is important that you do, the two of you do discuss it and you know, see where you both stand, you know, as far as that is concerned. Or somebody's setting themselves up for a big-time failure or hurt. Now, of course, that's my theory.
Well, why is somebody setting themselves for failure when that doesn't mean I'm committed? It's not because I sleep with you that I'm committed to.
But
you
see,
gotta bring more
but see,
that,
that,
sleeping.
But see,
that's what I say to all the women, Stanley.
That is where the communication parameters begin to break down, because you may feel that it's okay, but if you're not talking about this with her, she may be feeling something totally different. You know what I'm saying? Now you got two people finna have sex, but you're not believing in the same damn thing.
Yeah, but I covered that from the start. I say, right now, I'm not looking presently to have a relationship, but I could see myself doing it with the right kind of person.
What the hell? Okay. All right. Y'all there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what. That's
what I say when I start dating a woman. I say, presently, I don't see myself going being in a relationship, but I could see myself doing it with the right kind of person. So that's the person that presently I'm not looking for a relationship. But if you are the right kind of chick, that's unselfish, that's caring, that shows everything that Charlotte just said, that's opening my door and saying, damn girl, I'm having fun with this girl. Yes, I had sex with her, but it's not just that, man. I'm really enjoying her conversation. I'm really liking her vibe. She's very feminine. She's super cool. Let me
here's the thing. What if she's not feeling you like that?
If she's not feeling me like that, then I got to take a chance. As a man, I got to take a chance and look at her like that. And if she's not feeling me like that, then I got to move on and find another girl who is.
Well, she ain't feeling you enough to give you no ass. Then what? See, here's my point. Y'all have discussed this, and she done told you, like Charlotte say, unless, you know, you my man, I'm not giving you no ass. But
I would respect that. I would respect that. Then I would be like, okay.
Listen now. But then again, as you mentioned before, you end up and you see a little slight opportunity to ease in there. Then what do you do? Would you do that, or would you respect her parameters that she put out there for you?
No, I respect her parameters. She said the parameter that she is respecting for herself. She said, I'm not having sex with you until you become my boyfriend. And then I would, like, have to respect that. And I would tell her, basically, I'm not going to become your boyfriend until we see this chemistry between each other. That means sleeping each other. And then we would depart. She would go her way, I would go my way. I'm not going to change her. I'm not here to change her.
You're not here
She's
to change her?
She's not here to change me either. You know?
All right.
I don't believe what she said when it's the most precious thing in the world. That is against everything, I believe. And so many women do.
Well,
especially when you've been traveling. I've traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I've traveled around the world, and it's only a lot in America that you have that philosophy. Around the world, they don't have that philosophy. They don't have about the whole this and that. I have women, beautiful women.
We can hear you now.
Okay, my brother.
Like I said,
go on, Stan. Say what you're saying.
Okay, let me just finish this. I've been around the world. There's many countries. They don't have that philosophy. She's a hoe. She's this. I have beautiful women that say, am I going to your place or are you coming to my place? Just like that. Not thinking in their minds, pressures, oh, he's a whore, maybe there's a relationship. This, no, they didn't have that at all. So I don't know where in America you have that philosophy of like this, it has to be like that. Because when you travel, you open up a lot of things, but you realize, man, Americans are very selective with that. Because around the world, they don't have that philosophy.
Okay, interesting. All right, go ahead, Supreme. Uh-oh, here we go.
Supreme, you were okay. What happened, though?
What happened? I said, what race are you?
Okay, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, what race are you, my friend?
What race am I? I'm Haitian.
Oh, you're from Haiti?
But I was born here. I was born in New York. But my mom is Haitian. My father is American.
Okay. You're not mixed. You're black, yeah?
Yes.
You know what it is? Okay. Because I thought, what country is it that you've been to then that you say that women don't treat, you know, that
Brazil,
country?
France, Germany, Italy, London.
Okay. Let's go on. It's a given that Europeans view sex totally different than Americans do. Okay, it's a given that it's even in the commercials and what
Mexico.
Have you. So that's different.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So, that's different.
Brazil, Mexico, Canada, Europe.
American women are the most freaky, man. What I'm seeing. They openly talk about sucking wood and stuff like that. You know what I mean? British, not a lot of black women are doing that shit. You know,
What the heck that got to do with what we're talking about?
No, I'm trying to say, because I thought you was just saying that America, you know, like, that the women in... What, you just said something why I said that. What did you just say, Eric?
What we're talking about is as far as communicating, as far if, you know... Stan, you know, wants to sleep with a girl casually, but the female is like, no, you know, I want you to be my man. You know, and then Stan says it's different because Americans think differently with sex. I say, yes, we're going to give that. You know, it's known the fact that Europeans are more open about sex than Americans. But
yeah, that's
right now,
rubbish. No, that's rubbish, man.
No, it's not. It's not. Americans are more closed-minded about it than Europeans.
That's
been my experience, that they've been more close-minded here compared to Europeans, Brazil, Mexico.
You know what I think, you know, women in England like the American voice and in other European countries.
Supreme, check this out. So, as far as communicating with women in Britain, all right, are there parameters set as far as when you're going to sleep with one, or is it just a given that, you know, we're going to do this and that's it, without even talking about it?
Most of the women are just like your female caller to, you know, that female that you're on the Charlotte, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of the black women out here are just like Charlotte. Like, they ain't giving up no sex for nothing. You see what I'm trying to say? They're not going to up. I mean, with what Sam's saying, that's when white girls will accept sex. Like, you know? Black women, he's accepted that from me. I would have to lie. Me and you sex friends. I've never met a black girl to tell me that. I have to, if I've done, I've not in the past, right, but I've told the girls that, you know, I've got other people. You know what I'm trying to say? It's more that it was a lie, but I've never came across a black woman that has said, oh, well, I've never had a sexual have it in writing, you know, we have it in our minds that we're serious. We never had that with a black woman. And we've got that understanding.
Okay, but I mean, is that wrong for a black woman to have standards to where, you know, she expects something before she lay down with anybody?
No, there's no problem with that. There's no problem with that, Eric. But the problem is, like you heard Charlotte, a lot of black men think that what they have between the legs is the prize, and it's not. And they get shocked when guys want these. Okay, so you want to play that game? We're going to play that game. That's where the farmers think like a man, then the 90-day thing.
But I prefer a man to let me go before I slept with him than after. So let's get it done.
Some guys are going to be in the basketball court talking trick talk. They're going to say, she's going to make me wait 80 days. I'm going to wait the 80 days to get her. And once I get her, I leave her. That's what a lot of women don't hear. And that's being honest.
So if that's being honest, so why not? If that's being honest, so what's wrong? If that's the way it, you know, you do it, Stan, so don't she have a right to say, you know, to keep
him
going through
that?
I'm just using you as an example. You know, if that's the case, then if that is the case, then in case of Charlotte, why not make you my man first? No, in fact, make you really work for it, because she feel that what's in between her leg is worth you wait working for it. Now, if you're not worth the wait, then move the hell on.
But I shouldn't be working for something that's natural between the thing of your leg. I should be working for who you are. I shouldn't be working for the relationship. I shouldn't have to prove something to you.
Here we go. Listen to what you're saying. Now see, what we have here is a breakdown in communication. See? Easy. See how easy that got twisted all up? And now we all out in the left field somewhere. When the communication broke down, everybody went their own way.
Because she said some stuff that you said that, oh, she should make you work for it. I'm like, no.
But they didn't take the time to sit down and define what that meant, right? So we just took it for the perception that it was and ran with it. So in the process of doing that, the communication lines broke. And so, you know, now you, instead of having that one communication line, you got them going all over the place like a snakehead, by two or three snakeheads.
Because I asked her, Charlotte, that the question. I asked her, does she believe that what she has between the legs is one precious thing? And she kept on saying, well, for my man it is. And so I said, no, do you believe what you have is the most precious thing? She said, no, not one of the most, but it is important. It is precious in my eyes. It is important for me.
Okay.
And I said, oh, okay. That's what she said. But in my eyes, it's not precious. In my eyes, it's not precious. What I have between the legs is not precious.
Yeah, but
it's my personality, the way I am, and everything. And I respect that.
All right, go ahead, Supreme. And hopefully your connection is a little bit better. Go ahead.
Well, you can hear me now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that I agree with Stan's earlier statement that, you know, for a relationship to know where it is, because it's not about sex. It's when man has, because, you know, I've noticed as well, even when I was younger, you know, when a woman has sex with a man, they get the man off that. Now we've been there. That's how you know whether it's a good relationship. I'm not trying to say that we should just go around having sex with a man as soon as they see it. Just know if you've got a connection. But usually that's when you know, isn't it? After sex, if you can still be around. Big women, they've been beautiful girls and that. And like, once I've had sex with them, I just hate them. It's like everything real is just coming out now. Do you know what I mean?
But here we go, Supreme. If that's the case, then you sure there's nothing? There's probably nothing wrong with the women. There's probably something wrong with you. If that's the case, that happens every time. Don't you think it's time for some self evaluation?
It doesn't happen all the time because my woman. You know what I mean? I don't get that feeling. Do you see what I'm trying to say? So it's not all the time. It's not all the time. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I said I agree with what Stan was saying earlier, that you know, but it's only good for us though. We know if we want to stay with the woman. But for the woman, I think it's better for her to just keep it, you know, for a while, because at least maybe the man might value it more, innit? You know, and that's it. It should be when a woman's ready. When a woman's ready.
No. Value it more.
Only white go through that. Because, brother, if a woman sees you,
value it more. Wow.
Stan, here what I'm going to say to you. If you meet a woman, yeah, today, you have a good dialogue with her, and you sleep with her, you're not going to keep her. You're going to think she does that with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, innit? You ain't going to respect her. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't have that issue.
Bro, it doesn't say you like Beyonce, and you started talking to her, and she said, yeah. And you said, oh, what are you late? And she said, I'm free later on. And then you went and met her, you had a great day, you slept with her same day. You ain't gonna do that. And every time you see her,
I don't have that problem, Supreme. Until you are not committed to me, you can do whatever fuck you want to do.
You don't
until
care about
that. I don't care about that, my part in it, because I don't attach myself to that. The day that you're committed to me, then we're talking differently. But if you're not committed to me, that means you're not committed to me. So if basically I'm sleeping with you on Monday at 8 o'clock, and you decide, and I'm not committed, I'm having fun with you, and I didn't deal with you, let's say, until you, it's been 3 months, and basically after 3 months I'm sleeping with you, still having fun with you, after the 3 months or whatever, during the time with you, I'm going to be honest with you, say, girl, you know what? I'm having a great time with you. I really like us to be exclusive. Because I'm not stupid enough, especially if you're a beautiful woman, that I know other guys are certainly either getting to know you, because I'm not committed to you. That's the difference between boyfriend and dating. Boyfriend means you're exclusive to me. You know?
All right. You know what? We're going to leave it right there, because I got the great topic for tomorrow. We're going to continue this tomorrow.
I'd like to add something.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
You know, of course, we're here in the United States, and you know what? I did 19 years working for a train company here in my department, meaning I work with all guys. And, you know, there's something about some black men, they feel like this. You know what? Why should they marry, join forces, want you to have their kids, get a house, car, and a boat, live a sort of a upscale lifestyle when everybody else done used you for a beer?
They didn't use it for a beer. That is not true.
Well, I'm just saying that's our mentality here. So I be about running around. Like, hey, I can't marry her. I can't have kids by everybody else. Why should I buy her? You know, forget little kids stuff. Why should I join forces and want her to be the mother of my kids? When wore out pair of shoes.
Because maybe she's going to be committed only to you, and she's going to be a great mother, and she's going to be a great person because she's committed to you. You're not going to make somebody pay the path of her past. She turned around and said, I'm committed to you, I love
but
you.
But that's your opinion. But every man is not like you. Some men don't want a woman who's been wore out, used up, and passed around.
That's me as well. Because that's what I was saying. That's why.
What makes you think that you're used up and turned around? That is not true. You're not used up. That's the guy who's insecure. That's a total insecure guy. That's a boy. That's not even a man. That's a boy.
Fair enough, Stan, you know. Hey, Stan, what I was going to say to you, that I'm going to have a show this Saturday about black relationships. So I'll say you should phone in, because we've got some strong, powerful sisters on the show, and I'm sure you'll find out. We're going to be asking them everything. You understand?
Okay.
So... You know, Nikki Love, we're going to have her. The show's going to be featuring Nikki Love. So we're going to go in hard. We're going to go in hard. Black relationships.
Okay, Saturday, what time?
Probably 4:30 Eastern. Just click on my name right here, and you've got your page. You'll see my page.
All right.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, that's it. Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to...
Eric, you got to talk about what you just said, because I disagree with that. Those are not guys. Those are boys.
Those are boys. Okay.
Those are not men.
I know Eric don't like his shoes wore out.
Hell no, hey, like my man. Shoes wore out. Now they put them on if they wore out.
Boys, those are not men. Those are boys.
Okay, I mean, let's be honest. No, I don't. Now, you know, and no, and I don't know no woman want her shoes wore out either, as we
okay.
say. So, you know, so let's be honest with this thing. You know?
Yeah, but let's be honest to the point. You've done something in the past, and I'm scared of people. If she's treating you well and making and happy, what do you care about what other people think about her? It's what you think about her that's important.
Well, that's important. That is true. But
and it's what
point,
she think about herself. So if she
right.
thinks so
but
much of herself, everybody else ain't going to use it up.
Of course.
If y'all in one area and she done been passed around from man to man, you know, no. What makes you think I want that? And you know what I'm saying? I see what Charlotte
Absolutely.
Is saying now.
Absolutely.
And that's the same thing, I'm sure, Charlotte, with a man. If she know a man that's, I mean, like in Korea, I get that's just a prime example. If any of those, the black girls in Korea know any black man has slept with a Korean woman, he is off limits, period. It's just got to be one. So, that, you know, that is the thing. If, you know, if they feel that they have to share with anybody and it's a, you know, you just slinging dick left and right, no, they don't want to be bothered with you. And that's the same thing. Is she slinging pussy left and right? No. I don't want that.
I mean, let's be honest with the thing.
So when Will Chamberlain slept with 1,000 women,
Will
you Chamberlain, think those 1,000
look,
women?
Look, Will Chamberlain lying his ass off. He ain't slept with no damn 1,000 women.
Well, he slept with a lot of women.
He slept with a lot of them, yeah, but he slept with no damn 1,000.
Okay, let's say he slept with 300 women. You think those 300 women, none of them wanted to be her, the boyfriend of what, or the husband of, the wife of Will Chamberlain?
Yeah, you talking about money now. You talking about money. Hell yeah, that's a setup. You know, you see, what you probably didn't hear is about all the lawsuits and fraternity suits he probably had to fight off, too, at the same time.
What is his solutions?
Huh?
Well, he didn't have any kids.
Well, see, nobody knows. As far as we know, he didn't. But who knows? There's not a you know, a gag order or something out there.
Not to say something as well, yeah.
Say what?
I just want to say something to Charlotte. Right? The next Saturday, I'm going to be giving a show called Black Women versus White Women. I would like for you to push it, Charlotte. And just speak from a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Charlotte said a lot of things in the beginning, I agree. But as soon as you open that door, what I have between my legs is the most precious thing in the world. That's the same reason that guys are paying the condo, the trip, the free drinks, the thing, the car. Just because of that philosophy. I'm looking at guys spending money for that.
Oh, you're right.
I gotta pay the money. I gotta get her.
All right, look, we got to get out of here, man. But okay. Hey, like I say, tomorrow,
Eric,
huh?
Eric, please.
Yeah.
When you come in my show, don't just come and say hello.
What happened, Supreme, was I got in there late and I was having internet issues, so that kind of you know knocked me out. That's why I couldn't stay.
I'll give you the same courtesy as you give to me. That you've called on Saturday, I'll give you the same, you know, the same way you get, you know, you're out in here, you know what I mean? You'll get the same cut, my brother.
Okay, no problem. Thanks. All right, that's cool.
All right.
All right, y'all. That's it for today. Hey, tomorrow we're going to continue this communication thing, except for we're going to be talking about sex and commitment. It should be fun. But until then, hey. Check y'all tomorrow. Hey, kiss that someone, hug that someone, tell them you love them. Until then, I'm out of here. Have fun. Bye.